But the first thing that a person has to do is to believe in that. So recently I saw a very beautiful picture. He had at the bottom a picture of a worm, what we call silkworm, looking into the mirror. And then on top of the picture, they had a butterfly. And then this person says that the worm is looking into the mirror to see whether he can see a butterfly. Because somebody told him that if you grow up, you'll be able to fly. But he can't understand, I'm on the ground here, anybody can walk over me, I'm crawling. And no matter how hard I look into this mirror, I can't see a butterfly. See? Not realizing that this is what Allah has decreed. But you have to allow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take over. So this is the potential that every Muslim has. But because he can't see it, you see, he cannot see that which is being mentioned in Quran. He can't see the promises of Allah ta'ala and the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says, no, I'll just have to carry on crawling. I can't believe this. See? So the first thing is that you have to have total tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem, the Quran says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. He who entrusts his matter to Allah ta'ala, Allah is sufficient for him. And the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ. If you have to give your full self and entrust yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then لَرَزَّقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ. Allah will sustain you just like He sustains a bird or the birds. تَغْدُو خِمَاسًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. It leaves early in the morning empty belly and it comes in the evening full. See? So the first thing is that a person has to now come out of himself and say that I want to accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us that after our hearts are right, then we must correct our actions. So if there are certain actions that we are doing that are not in accordance with the giver, that are not in accordance with the benefactor, the one who possesses all that we want, then we got to rectify that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. The one that brings that piety, that abstinence within him, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. He will solve all his problems. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And he will sustain him from avenues that he never even thought of. He didn't even think about it. See? This handing over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even mentioned in this ayat that I recited, where Allah ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. We will test you regarding a deficiency in wealth and in relatives or people passing away in the family. And we will test you in conditions of fear, khawf. We will test you through certain conditions of hunger. This is part of the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And give glad tidings to those who persevere and endure. And who are those people? Their quality is that they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. Allah created us. We belong to Allah ta'ala. And everything comes from Allah ta'ala. And finally, we're going to return to Allah ta'ala. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So where do we come in this whole picture? Everything is in Allah's hands. And He will decide. So we got to make sure that we are living in accordance to the way Allah wants us to live so that He may bless us. So the first thing we do is to try to stay away from sinful acts. And that is taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah Ta'ala gives the same message to the Jews and the Christians before the advent of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Walau amana. Walau, Allah Ta'ala says generally also, walau amana ahlul qura wattaqaw lafatahna alayhim barakatin minas sama'i wal ard. If you bring iman and taqwa, we'll open the barakat of the sky and the earth for you. The rain will pour and Allah Ta'ala will give you every crop that you want. Another ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلُوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا. Those that were given the Torah and the Injil. وَلُوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ وَلُوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. Allah Ta'ala says, those people who established the Torah and Injil, that means they established deen on this earth, in whichever time, we will give them sustenance. So this is a general thing, that whichever people believe in Allah, as soon as they come onto the way of Allah Ta'ala, their problems will be solved. On a Friday, we read Suratul Kaf. And if you ask any person that has established himself, businessman or worker, and you tell him, now you have enough to live your own life, why are you making more money? Or why are you still indulging in business? He'll tell you that, he may not tell you, but in his heart it would be that, let me acquire such amount of wealth that I can establish my children and grandchildren also. So in Suratul Kaf, Allah Ta'ala says that he commanded Khidr alayhi salam that you must take care of one wall that was falling and go and put it right. Musa alayhi salam wasn't happy about this. He said, we came to this town and these people, instead of being hospitable to us, they didn't host us, and you helping them to put their wall right. See? So after Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salam, when they were about to depart from each other, so he explained to him why he did those unusual actions. Primarily because there was a certain type of knowledge that Allah Ta'ala gave Khidr alayhi salam, which was different from the type of knowledge that Allah gave Musa alayhi salam. Therefore he could not understand why he's doing these acts. But in that ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if the parents or the grandparents, if they take care of their deen, then Allah will take care of their progenies. وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ. This wall that Khidr alayhi salam erected or put right, it belonged to two orphans. See? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted that until they grow up, nobody must touch their wealth that was buried under this wall. So if that wall had to fall, that wealth would have been exposed and the wealth would have been lost. And Allah decided that when these children grow up, this is going to be a support and help for them. See? But now to protect it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself commands Khidr alayhi salam, now you must build this wall so that it could be protected. And the reason why Allah Ta'ala did all this, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Because these children's parents were pious. So the greatest means of securing a good life for your children is your piety.